11 years ago next month, California voters approved a measure placed on the ballot by the state legislature and then Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. It was supposed to pave the way for a bullet train that would whisk passengers from L.A. to San Francisco in less than 3 hours. But that is still a dream. Work has barely started on the first leg of the project. Commentator Joe Matthews is just back from a trip to Taiwan. And in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California, he says Taiwan is putting California to shame when it comes to high-speed rail.
Taiwan started building this train right at the beginning of the 21st century back in 2000. We're done enough to open and operate by 2008, as we were proving.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what does this high-speed rail connect?
It connects really the whole country. Taiwan, like California, most of its population is on its west coast. It's an island. And so it connects Taipei up in the north of the country down to Kaohsiung, which is the South Harbor city. Terrific city motto, get rich, Kaohsiung. That's about, in normal traffic, about a 4.5 to 5 hour drive. You can do it on the high-speed rail train in 90 minutes.
I can hear a lot of people already saying, okay, that's fine, but Taiwan didn't face the kind of challenges that California's bullet train does. I mean, the amount of distance that has to be covered, working around earthquake faults and so on. What do you say to that?
Pretty much all the same challenges Taiwan faced that California did. From Taipei to Kaohsiung is basically the distance of the most recent plan, first phase, which is basically from San Jose to Bakersfield. You know, they have a lot of earthquakes there. They also dealt with other things like hurricanes. Subsidence is an issue in both places. Funding was an issue in both places. And they had cost overruns, just like we've had. But what they had that I think was really different was just a firm commitment that they were going to do it. We've never really made that firm commitment. And then they had a different structure. We created a government authority, the High-Speed Rail Authority, and it was understaffed. So we relied on a lot of outside consultants to do a lot of its work, which didn't work well. Mm-hmm. And it was underfinanced. The Taiwanese started with a real commitment, we need to do this. And then a bunch of corporations and big banks came together with the government to create an actual corporation to do the thing. Now, the corporation had problems. The Great Recession hit as this thing was opening, and the corporation had used a lot of borrowing to get enough money to complete the cost. But what they did was, there was effectively a bailout. The government allowed for refinancing. The government took a bigger ownership stake in the corporation. Service was cut for a period of time. And actually, right around sort of 2009, 2010, 2011, this problem in Taiwan actually made the California news for a little bit. It was used as an example of, see, this can't work. We can't do this. What's been missed since is a very different story of a successful project that dug itself out of the recession.
And what has been the public response to the bullet train in Taiwan? Do people like it?
They do. They love it. And driving has gone down. A lot of bus service has declined. And people used to fly from the north to the south of the country. That's done very little now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a very easy thing, and it's inexpensive. People, it's really transformed the country. It's linked it together. I was running a conference that was in two cities. It was in Taichung and Taipei. It had elements. You know, those cities are as far apart almost exactly as San Diego and Los Angeles. On the high-speed rail, I could get between them in 40 minutes.
Wow. Yeah, something that's a little bit tough to do between L.A. and San Diego.
Yeah.
It seems like one of the big problems here in California is a lack of public buy-in. A lot of people I know think the bullet train is kind of an answer in search of a problem. They say, basically, we've got the I-5, the 101. Why do we need high-speed rail?
I think the answer is that it's much easier, particularly when it's connected to a rail network. There was a lot of public skepticism in Taiwan about this, but what there was both true governmental and then corporate business commitment. We voted for it, but we never really committed to it and saw it as transformative. And it would be transformative. I mean,
because this is all coming at a time when traffic is becoming a bigger and bigger issue in California.
Right.
And when the state is trying to reduce emissions as part of the fight against climate change.
I think that's right. I think also it's no picnic to fly around the state. I go everywhere in the state. It's not easy to get to a lot of parts of the state. You know, it's essentially the will to see the possibilities. I don't think many Californians see the possibilities of getting around by rail. And as in so many things, this is a state that talks a big game about progress, but doesn't do very much to advance it.
And it's a lesson in the importance of being willing to commit to a big project and see it through.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not committed to actually doing the thing, it's really hard to do the thing because these projects always have problems. This required, you know, changes in bailout in Taiwan. It was supposed to cost maybe $12 billion, ended up $18 billion. That's 50%. There's going to be problems. Do you want it or do we not? And I don't think we really, really want it, which is probably why we're not going to get it.
Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square.